And we're back. It is your girl Tahiri and my partner in crime,
Danae B here.
And welcome to At This Big Age. Shout out to 333 Lounge.
Shout out to 333.
But always being super accommodating. Food is amazing. Drinks are amazing. And we're in this place right now.
Yes.
Come through, y'all. I want to know.
What you want to know?
What would you do at this big age?
Okay, damn, right to it.
Okay, so right to it because I'm not wasting no time.
Period.
If a longtime platonic friend tries to kiss you, what would you do at this big age?
I'm going to kiss them back.
What? The fuck?
Because.
What? The gift that keeps on giving today.
Nine times out of ten.
Yeah, drunk.
No, I mean, we could be sober or drunk. Either one, it doesn't matter.
I spit on myself and everything.
You getting ready for me?
No, we're not swapping DNAs.
Okay, but nine times out of ten, the energy was probably, it's been festering. Sometimes you just gotta do it. I told my husband, like,
do you know the
friend's kiss.
The boundaries?
Yes, but I told my husband, I was like, friend's kiss. Friends hug, friends rub. Like, and he's like, really? I'm like, yes, we've been doing that our whole lives. Girls do that.
Danae.
Are you talking about a guy friend or a girlfriend?
It doesn't matter.
Or yes, I told.
Are they, who cares? You told your husband that. Please tell me what his response was.
He was like, really? I was like, yes, all girls do that.
Okay, well, I know boundaries. Like, I set boundaries. I mean, I learned recently what they were because clearly I been through some shit, but in terms of friendship, you said that yes, you'll kiss them back. Because
but do you mean like relationship, like it, sexy romance kiss?
It says a longtime
platonic friend
tries to kiss you.
It doesn't say like a romantic kiss. It could just
matter.
Be wanting to
kissing,
kiss.
Kissing is very intimate to me.
We're already platonic. That means we're already intimate.
But there's boundaries and there's different type of intimacies depending on type of relationships you're in.
Yeah, if it's platonic, that means we've been intimate. That means this kiss could be friendly. It could be religious.
And then another important point that you're making, it means that you're already frolicking. Like you were
no,
in that
not frolicking. We could
in
just
that mood,
be,
right? That,
we could just be like very intense, you know, like having an intense conversation.
I'm not kissing my girlfriends and I'm not kissing my guy friends. And no, that's not always true. Because my situation, for instance, I had a guy friend, hadn't seen me in a long time. We were very close, very close.
Mm-hmm.
But not that close. Like there was a boundary. He's my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he came in for a big one and kissed me in my mouth. And I never was so fucking taken back and stopped. And I could not, I just stopped. And I looked at him and I felt like he violated me. I felt like that was a violation. Like who gave you the right to, like, what were you thinking to come in and just give me a kiss in the mouth when I never even fucking treat you that way. Like, I hit you with the what up, my man.
Whoa.
Facts, right? Because, you know, sometimes you have to let people know, like.
But I also don't feel like my friends look at me romantically. I just feel like sometimes we're intense and, like, the kiss just seals the deal of the intense conversation.
Oh, I'm not kissing none of my friends. And again, I was taken back. I was blown away. I kind of looked at him like, did he really do that? And then I kind of, like, I was a little like, it was weird, and I didn't want to make it a thing, so then I kept talking about something else, and then I called my other bestie and was like, can you believe such and such just came and just blatantly kissed me in the mouth to say hi? And then he said he hadn't seen me in a while. Not even that, even a tap on my hip is inappropriate for a man friend of mine. It'd be like, hey, what up, because I'm
thinking. What part of the hip?
No.
Because like, you have a lot of hip.
It don't fucking matter. Like, their boundaries, like a kiss, platonic kiss. What is a platonic kiss? A kiss on the cheek is platonic to me.
Yeah, but what if it is, like, right here?
No, there's no. If it's by mistake that you happen to catch the corner of my mouth, cool. But as a guy friend, I don't look at my guy friends and want to fuck. Like,
I don't look at them either.
I look at them like brothers, like, ew, you really get pussy? Like, you really get women? Like,
I
wow.
think for me, because I lived overseas for a bit, like, I got accustomed to.
They're
like sex, it's free, yes, like commercial. Free, and it's like
it's about milk, and
it's like flooding, and yeah. It's like, or it's like the conversation is just so good. It's like, oh, I'm so happy with you.
But you just said intense. That's like a whole bunch of that's weird.
Feelings, and I don't mean like slob me down, touch my esophagus, but like or like a.
Have I kissed a girl? Absolutely. But was she like.
I'm talking about platonic friends.
Yeah, I'm not just. No, my friends. No, we're not swapping lips.
I have some friends that I will definitely like kiss.
Why just like swallow this shit?
Because like, you was getting ready. Like you want to do it. You're friends in right now, see? We want to do it.
Honestly, I don't really see how platonic and kissing go together.
I think it's like...
Unless you're playing, like we're playing. Unless I want to kiss you and that's different, but I'm going to let you know I'm not just going to slide it in. That's like a violation.
But that's what I say. I feel like sometimes the conversation is like...
Nah, not if we didn't agree.
Breathtaking.
So, after we done kissed, like, what part of platonic does that?
Like, I don't mean like rub through my scalp, like dig through my HD lace, to touch my braids and like kiss me.
I think I have something on social media where I kissed one of my bartending buddies I've seen in a while, but we went in for it. We're like, what up, grandma?
See?
But if you just come out the blue and...
That's a platonic friend.
Yeah, but that was just me fun and drunk at the bar or whatever. It was like July 4th or something, some fireworks, but nah, I'm not... I feel it's awkward to me if you just come in for it and I'm not expecting it. We have to be in tune for that.
Yeah, and that's what I feel like. That's when I would kiss my friend. Like, if we're in tune and if it's, like, in the moment.
A long-time friend tries to kiss you. In other words, you're not expecting it. Is that,
like tries to, like, you're what your friend did.
Yeah, like, and I'm like, ooh, whoa.
Yeah, I don't have no friends that might do that.
Yeah, no,
to be honest. Damn. All right, well, what if... Hear me out, because I'm about to dig into something right now. What if, hypothetically...
I can't see.
That friend went in for the kiss, you liked it, and then he was like, yo, Tahiri, I really want to take you out on a date. I want to talk about dates.
I don't date my friends. I don't date my friends. Like, in terms of, like, if you're a guy friend, you put in the friendship category, that's it.
Like, you could never see him romantically.
What? No, I could not. None of my guy friends. However, one or two of these guys at this big age have slipped through the cracks, and I'd have made that mistake, honey. There was one guy, he tried for so many years. He was always so available and always so nice to me, always so available. And I used to be like, oh. And then a few times he came in for, like, the foot rub and shit, and I was like... Bleh.
So you just open to it, and then it just didn't work out?
Just friends, no. And then we just was out the country, and I was like, we here. I mean, you know, during the pandemic, you know what I mean? Early 2019. And I was like, man, let me smack him with the, you know what I mean? And you know, I was like, he's been waiting for 10 years. Let me just, you know what I mean?
Did something come of it?
No, man. We came back.
Are you guys still friends?
Yes. Yes.
That's nice.
I was thinking about, you know what I mean? Because it's been a minute. Probably go pay a visit. But no. It just didn't go, and it didn't, nothing happened. He went through trials and tribulations, and life took us our separate ways. But we're so friends. Mm. So that was just what it was.
So you crossed the line, and nothing came of it.
No, nothing came of it. And then the second guy, now we're not friends. And so now I feel like I'm mourning a friendship and a relationship, and that sucks. That's why I don't date friends. So no, I don't date my friends. My friends are my friends, and that's it.
Dang.
I mean... I don't ask me about dating, child, because if I knew the answers, I would be in something right now.
I mean, nobody really has the answers. It's all trial and error, or
I'm tired of these errors,
trial
though.
And like success. Like, nobody has the. There's no way to tell anybody.
I try not to date my friends. Let's just say that I try not to date my friends.
But do you think that friendship is the basis of a relationship?
Yes, I believe friendship is the basis. But I'm talking about the guys that you know from the very beginning. We women know we're gonna make them wait.
Mm-hmm.
If we're gonna give them some, if we're not giving them none, if we're just gonna, he's gonna be dick in the box. If we want to marry, we know where we gonna put this guy in the when we putting them in compartments.
Mm-hmm.
So when you friend zone a guy, let's just say barely you get out of that friend zone. It's rare. And in my case, I think two guys in my whole life at this big age have gotten out of friend zone, and that's rare because once I friend zone you, it is a wrap.
Dang, I dated a lot of my friends. And we're still friends after. But I think I'm also just such a wild card.
Yeah.
I think I'm, like, really, like...
Free.
Free. I'm, like, the card that you take out of the box that you don't play cards with. Like, if you're playing spades, I'm the one with all the words on it that you never read and you just put over here. I'm that card.
What?
Yeah, I'm the free card. I'm, like, just... I just sit in the box. I have a blast by myself. I wait for all my other 52 cards to come back in the box because, you know, it's 54. I'm one of the two that stay in the box. And I wait for my friends to come back in the box, and then we have a blast.
Oh, and then the box.
And I'm free.
And they bring out the friends again, and you stay in the box.
Yeah, and I've been there having a blast by myself.
Okay, that's cool.
That's the card I am, for sure.
I don't know, the core of any relationship is friendship. But when I friend zone a guy, that's just it. He's just not the guy I'm gonna date.
So
I don't see him. I'm not attracted to him. So what am I? I'm a date a friend just for the sake of dating a friend and then cheat on him? Like, what's the point? To fuck up a whole friendship?
Okay. So let's talk about the guys you do like that are
and
not
the
friends.
Guys, the guys that are friends in different ways. Like
yes.
Guys I decide to give a chance to.
So are you the girl that don't want to go to the chain restaurants? You don't want the cheesecake. You don't want the Applebee's. You don't want the... Are you that girl?
Interesting topic. It's been quite, conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that, you know, it all depends on what you can afford. But when it comes to me, these restaurants are all over. Like, my neighborhood is filled with, you know, the Cheesecake Factories. I live around Red Lobster. I live around absolutely all of them. Can we pull up the list?
Please pull up the list.
So Olive Garden, I love me some breadsticks and salad.
Yeah, and you're full by the time you're full.
Wingstop. I don't do buffets. I really don't like them. I don't even like all-inclusives because of that, but I've been to some. Denny's, love the chicken fingers. You know, Starbucks.
Wait, before we go there, because I've met somebody at Denny's. And we dated because I used to go to Denny's and I would sit at the community table and like have different conversations with all the people there. You meet so many interesting people.
She is the card.
And I met someone at that table and we hung out like after that and we had a great time.
I'm
okay.
Behind Chipotle's, all that. I get the runs with Chipotle.
Me too. I can like Chipotle.
I love the fucking bar chilies and the margaritas. However,
I never had that before.
To me, these restaurants are so common in my area.
I
can order out. We can Uber. We chilling. It's just regular to me. That's where I just go whenever I'm rushing to the mall and back.
Grab something real quick.
Grab something real quick. I don't consider those dates. I like to say that if I'm going on a first date, I like for him to take his time to kind of plan his date out and make it special, right? If I'm worthy. So that's why I don't care to go to
these So does places. The place make it special or does the person and the conversation and the experience make it special?
I like to say I was the waitress and a bartender for a long time. And so I've served so many people and I've been the ear to so many people in these places that I want to go somewhere where, you know, I feel special. So it's the place and the person. It just, like I said, we discussed me being a holiday person, me being a gift giver, me putting in thoughts behind things. And I think that where you take me means that you actually took your time to think it through. So it's about the thought behind where you're taking me. But once we've established some type of solid relationship, you can take me anywhere. And it's just about you, baby, because home is a person. And you can have fun with the person if you take me around a corner to the fucking candy shop. But we're solid. What does that matter?
Interesting enough that you say that. Mm-hmm. I was talking to some guys the other day on a job. And the guy was like, you know, I'm not blowing the bag on a girl on the first date.
Okay.
I'm taking her to a coffee shop or a cheesecake so I could dig into her, see what she's about, you know, what her conversation is like, and I'm like, that's interesting. Because then you take them out, you spend $600, you realize you don't like them.
Right.
You're setting the precedence, like, very, like, the expectations very high on the next
I could see that.
Couple of minutes, months, whatever.
I have a friend that said the same
thing. So how is, like, what is that like for you?
I have a friend that said the same thing. He was actually trying to talk to me. He said that he doesn't do dates, that he's not spending money on a woman on a first date, that he'll do something with them, like ride bicycles. And I was like, you go ahead on that date then. I'm not the one.
You don't want to ride the bike?
I mean, I'm cool with that. We can do that. But
later on.
It'd be limitation and restriction so fast. So, like, what's the big, let's go have that meal. I don't know. I never really experienced a guy who didn't want to take me on a, you know.
But you said the thought in riding bikes is, you know, you got to find a place to rent it. What park is beautiful.
Sometime after we burn all those calories.
What if you made us sandwiches, got them in a basket?
I'm not going to eat no sandwich in a basket on the first date. I'd leave that for, like, the third date. Like, when we have, no.
You know what?
I want to look pretty, get dressed, and walk somewhere with candlelight dinner and sit and have conversations. And if that's a waste of money for you, then I might not be the chick for you. And again, it's about you putting thought behind our first date. Possibly some phone calls to see if you can dig into me that way. You know what I mean? There's other ways you can find out if you want to spend that money on the first date, unless you just happen to meet me. And if you happen to meet me on around the corner at Flatbush, sir, and you want to take me out, sir, if you just throwing it, if you're like on the whim, you're like, yo, fucking and YOLO it. Let's go for that meal. Let's spend that money. Because just like you might be like that, we might have the best time of your life. You know what I mean? Well, who cares?
So you don't expect that treatment to continue throughout the entire dating shit?
I I went to the Cheesecake Factory with my ex-boyfriend every fucking week, every other day. We were there so much, I was like, bruh.
No, but not your boyfriend. Like, this is just someone you're dating.
Oh, dating. I don't know. We can be creative with it. Let's just add some creativity. It isn't always about spending a dollar. I'm just saying.
But you don't want the first one to be like, right?
I'm not going to Cheesecake Factory on my first date. I'm not. I go there by myself. I sit at the bar. Like, why would I want to go on a first date to the place that I go to frequently all the time? I'm sorry, sir. If you take me to Cheesecake Factory, I'm not going to Fridays, Tuesdays, any day of the week for that matter.
Wait a minute.
I am not Fridays, Tuesdays, Chipotle.
Tuesdays?
I'm not doing Tuesdays. That's Tuesday.
What's Tuesdays?
It's a chain restaurant. It's like Fridays.
I never heard it. It's out of town.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I will go to the Waffle House after
that's
the club,
what I was about to say. Like, what will. About the Waffle House?
That's different. Now, we 5 in the morning. You know what I mean? We can waffle. We can get some waffles. You know what I mean?
Give me an all-star, eggs. Baby.
We can scramble some shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, the syrup.
So Waffle House is not on the list.
Not a deal breaker. Okay. I mean, I don't have a list. All I'm saying is that I'm not going to the places where I go to every day if I'm not cooking on a date. I'm not, unless we meet there. And if that's our thing, you know what I mean? We meet there, we met there. So, hey, meet me on Tuesday. Fucking why not? But other than that.
No.
I want to look pretty. This shit is down. Dating is down the drain. Get my makeup done, throw on a pair of tight heels and pull up and you open the car door, take me out. Even if it's just lie to me. Let me just go and lie and have some martinis with you. And ha 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 ha.
You drink orange martinis?
Yes.
You don't drink martinis.
Dry.
Not
even dry. No, I like them naughty. Dirty naughty.
Okay.
Light olive juice. So yeah, like lie to me a little bit, make me feel good. And then I'll let you know I'm wearing underwear that day and a dress, and then we just pretend play and have fun. Make it fun. Make it sexy. Make it luxurious. Fuck wants to go to Cheesecake Factory?
Me, but maybe I don't mind. Cause for me, it's about the experience, the conversation. Are you opening the door for me? Are you holding the umbrella? Like, what are we talking about?
Those things are important.
Like, this is another thing that's super important to me on a date. Like, are you going to ask me what I want? And then when the waitress come, are you going to order my food for me?
I'm not even.
Because I really like that type of stuff. I love a man to order my food for me, order my drinks. Like, just let me be pretty. Because I'm going to get dressed up to go to Cheesecake. I'm going crazy. Like, I might wear a gown.
I literally live like 6 minutes away from one.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
That'd be fun, though. I'm not going to lie. If I get dressed up and he pulls up at the Cheesecake Factory, I'll chuckle. Ha, ha, ha. You got
to
be fucking
And
kidding,
I want it
right?
to be my birthday every
and
time
then,
we go.
And then I pull up, and then we sit there, and then I'll do it. Like, I'll do it. I won't completely be like, as if.
I'm yeah.
But I'll do it. But would that be my ideal first date? No.
No.
And then by the time we do this first date, we done been on the phone kicking it. I done sent you some gifs on social media. I done sent you some shit. We going back. We having a conversation without having a conversation. I know your sense of humor is cool. Like, you know what I mean?
I get it.
You know, so by then, we know exactly what vibe we're on. You ain't even got the guests. We outside.
Okay.
You know
that
what
makes
I mean?
Sense, too.
Yeah, but if we just happen to meet and we do whatever is whatever, you might want to YOLO it. You might want to do Cheesecake. I'm not beat. But do I really want to go somewhere and, like, act like I'm wearing a sweatsuit and just be like, no, I don't. I want to look pretty for whoever I want to go on a date with and be in a beautiful place. I'm all about...
You want ambiance.
Yes, because, again, remember, I was a waitress and a bartender forever. I took care of so many people that I want to be taken care of.
Yeah, you want the ambiance.
I want to sit there and be like...
You don't want to talk to the bartender and the waitress.
Yeah, I want to talk to them too.
You do?
Fun, but in a beautiful place.
Because you went to take the pictures.
These restaurants and the bathroom is horrible. I'm not eating.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So then that's what I'm saying.
I don't want to be slipping and sliding on the floor, on the bathroom floor, or in the restaurant, skating.
Best date you ever had?
The best date. So, it's my birthday. It was my birthday, and this guy I was talking to, we drove up to PCH in his Porsche.
PCH?
Yeah. The Pacific Coast Highway in California.
Sure, oh, wow, I was so slow.
And like, Porsche, we zoomed. It was so nice, and we went to a vineyard.
And be like, oh, this was so sexy.
We went to a vineyard. It was so romantic. Like, we watched the sunset.
He was drunk, huh?
I wasn't even that drunk, to be honest.
At the vineyard?
I was just so
enamored.
I was overwhelmed with, like, the thought and the scenery and the tour guide with the stories and, like, him showing us, like, all of the the Mayans had rode on like the mountains up there, and like just it was really, really beautiful.
Did you go home at the end of the night?
No, I didn't.
Girl, who are you kidding?
I didn't. It was just so romantic. It didn't even call for that. Like, it was just, we watched the sunset on the beach. Like, we had cheese and a charcuterie board.
I love charcuterie board.
Charcuterie board.
I didn't even know what it was. So, like, you a couple years ago. I can't even spell that shit. Charcuterie board.
Charcuterie board with the grapes. That's
the smartphone.
That was, like, the best. One of the best dates. I've had a lot of great dates, but that was, like, something so, and I wasn't expecting it, so it was really nice. What's yours?
My best date at this big age was recently, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It was in between two guys. I was talking to one, and the other one wanted to take me on a date. He'd been trying to talk to me for a minute. And he had me pull up. He sent me a car. He had me pull up to like this rooftop bar here at NYC, sexy bar where you pull up and you can't tell there's something inside going on. It's sexy. And it pulls into the spot and you walk in and there's like a pool in a rooftop and everybody's sexy. And the drinks are flowing. And so he got me two rounds. You know, we started pre-gaming at the rooftop bar. From there, he had reservations to a restaurant in the city. We had amazing dinner, all vegan dinner.
And
then from there on, he then took me to... Now I'm going to have to Google this shit.
Okay.
It's the
thing. Tell me.
Oh my God. He had it all planned out, right? Gramercy Park. No, is it Gramercy? Yeah, you need a key. So the key says here it's $350 a year, right, for the key. You have to live in the area or something about the park. Like you have to live in the area. Really exquisite, like you can't just get in. So he pulls out this little magic key in his garden, and I'm just standing there. Thank God my shoes were comfortable, and we start walking. And after we walk and walk and walk, I sit on a bench. He tells me to sit down, and then he pulls out like flowers from like behind the branches, the garden. It was just the way the night flowed, like rooftop, pregame, car service, chauffeur, into
wow.
the dinner. After dinner, we walked the food off at Gramercy Park with a key. He opened the gate. Nobody's at the park but him and I. We're walking through this beautiful.
This sounds like y'all was about to get engaged.
He pulls out. That was our first date. He pulls out this big bouquet of flowers. It was exquisite. It was beautiful. From then on, we walked. I was just like literally completely like stuck. Then he goes in for the kiss, so I allowed him to do so.
That's nice.
He gave me a tap kiss, and I was like, oh, this is kind of. He put in work.
Yeah, that was the thought. Then,
yes.
That's very sweet.
From there on, we walked a couple blocks over to a bar.
Mm-hmm.
It was beautiful. It was just like, it looked like a cabaret type of vibe, and then had drinks there. And then we walked, and then he put me in a car home. I mean, he's trying to come home with me, but I was like,
I
got that date right there. But it was the best. It was well thought out. It was something that has never been done before. And the fact that, you know, he had the key and that everybody can get the key and you have to live in the area. And look, I don't even, there's like rules to all this to be able to have that key.
Mm-hmm.
Was pretty fucking dope.
I love that.
It was very sexy.
Very romantic.
It was very romantical. It was.
All you needed to do was get down on one knee.
Right? But it was our first date. So it was very dope. I mean, literally, I remember I was talking to someone already at the time, and he was like, so how was your date? And I was like, the best date ever. And I think that's when boy one was like, I gotta get this, hurry up and kind of get my game together, because she might, you know what I mean? Oh boy, with the date.
Damn.
Yeah. So then I wound up dating the other guy instead. But the date was amazing.
But.
No, the best date ever. That was my best date ever. Gramercy Park, flowers out the... Like, it's like he went, well, I know he went before he took me there, and he staged the flowers behind the tree. Like, it was just the fact that he took the time to
thought it out for you. You made it real special for you.
Best fucking date ever. Conversation was dope. Food was dope.
That's really nice. That's sweet.
Yeah. The only thing, though, is that since he was a vegan, everything I ate, he had to tell me that, you know, what's good for me, what's not good for me, if my hair, shampoo, conditioner, and the that, you know, everything about what I was, you know, if you eat this and this is vegan. So just my whole life was just like a no.
Wait a goddamn
like,
minute.
Not relax your hair. Yeah. So the day was great, except when we got conversations about food.
Yeah.
And
no.
It was like, you eat what?
Then he became a brochure.
And I was like, damn. So the whole time.
Infomercial.
Like, oh, yeah. The whole time I was like, is this what my relationship is going to be like?
I don't want to date an infomercial.
Am I going to do the vegan life? Could I? Because I've done it before, but now this is serious.
Yeah, nah.
I can't blow dry my hair because what? Mm-mm. And so the whole, and dye red number 5 and all these other things that already I get beat down with on social media. So that's the only thing that kind of threw me off. But
never mind.
Other than that, though, best date ever. If he would just let me eat what I wanted to eat.
Yeah, no. So that was a no. No, you still date him?
No, I
see.
We're cool. We don't date, but yeah, best cool. Date.
Informational. No.
Are we keeping it real today? You want to keep it real with me?
I want you to keep it real with me.
Cause I know all the time. Know.
You know I want to know.
Like everybody else want to know.
Cause I'm always asking.
It seems like everywhere I go, people have questions about reality TV.
Yes, cause we're tuned the fuck in.
I mean, but I haven't been on a show in like.
Doesn't matter. But they replay your scenes. No, we Google.
I get that a lot. Like
the clips come up on Instagram. Yeah,
they want to know the real and reality.
We chuckle, we laugh, we want to know why.
Like, is it true?
Yeah, so tell us.
Everywhere. Like, I just came back from Houston and they stopped me in TSA and it was like, yo, is it true? Like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, damn, y'all still want to know about this type of shit?
We do. Tell us. Infamously, build on, because that play is about to be a while.
No, let me think. Okay, so there's a method to madness when it comes to reality TV. Like, you know, it is real, but then is it really real if you're not real? Like, it all depends on the character, the person.
What's the setup? Like, do they give you drinks? Do they say... Lord.
My experience.
Do they, like, give you questions? Do they be like, oh, we're going to put you in this place with these people?
Yeah, and... well, they can't really... Pretty much, you sign a contract, so, you know, they could say what they could say, but so much. And that's, you get makeup, you can't ask hair and makeup. If they tell you where you're going for that scene that day, then they get fired. So you can't ask questions. Now,
damn,
when it comes to reality, if they were to really film reality, there'd be so much shit to edit and so much, the story would go everywhere. So they have to kind of put you somewhere together.
Right.
So I guess let's talk about the real reality. This one scene that recently happened, the last season I did at Love & Hip Hop, season 10, I think it was, the OG season. Erica was marrying Safari and it was a bachelor party.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys know, as you know, much as I worked in a strip club and as all this shit I taught, I really don't like male strippers. I'd rather be in a female strip club all day.
I think a lot of females want to be at a female strip club.
But yeah, but something about men and like tight little undies
with the Tims
hanging, like their elephant nose and Tims.
With the Tims and the socks.
And then they come through. Like something, it just doesn't sit well with me. I'd rather have a lap dance.
I don't like it. But I like watch all the Queen's Men.
So the fucking show then doesn't tell you where you're going, but they send you a memo on how you should dress. So I'm ready in lingerie, it's a lingerie bachelor party. And so I get ready. I'm like, already, I put one or two together. I'm coming to Erica's shindig, something to do with her bachelorette party. So I pull up. The other thing that people didn't know is that I actually had a boyfriend. I was dating someone and he lived overseas. Mm. So he wasn't filming. He wasn't part of the show. So there was no need to bring up that story, right?
Right.
So I pull up to this fucking bachelorette party. And of course, I don't like guys, sweaty balls all on me. For some reason, I'm the girl in the back saying, no, please, no.
Yeah, I'm rooting for the other people to do it.
So now we're all in that joint. Erica's got a cake of a big ass chocolate penis there. We're like kicking it. There's motherfucking drinks flowing. I have to let go. You know what I mean? Let go and let God.
Yeah.
That's on camera. Period. But I'm in the back because I don't like sweaty. And then I be shy and shit. So, you know, I want to be all stiff on this. Anyway, fast forward to me having a boyfriend. Did I say I had a boyfriend at the time? Nobody knew.
Yeah.
But I'm on the show.
Yeah.
Ciao. This stripper comes out of nowhere.
To and the I'm back. Like,
oh, this is where I exit stage left.
You thought.
And the girl started pushing me over to the guy. Go. He's carrying the girls and he's dancing. And here I come and he decides to pick all this junk in my trunk, all this. And
all
I could think about was, A, I don't like strippers, male dancers, Chippendales or whatever. 2, oh my God, I have a boyfriend. Oh my God, this is on camera. Oh my God.
They're definitely going to air this.
No, actually, I didn't think about my boyfriend. I didn't. I thought about not looking stiff on camera. They're definitely going to air this. Let it go. And I proceeded to ride this light-skinned dude in a pit. Sims, and I was, and I completely forgot that all the B-roll people had their phones out, and next thing you know, it goes viral. And all I could think about was, did I look stiff? I didn't look stiff, right? Because can't nobody talk about me. I'm not going viral looking stiff. And then I remembered. But then I didn't think about my ex-boyfriend having an issue because he knew that I was on the show. And it's a show and it's his work.
It's work.
Oh, he broke up with me.
Damn.
Family members were hitting him about this clip of his girlfriend straddling. But I was on, like, you've seen working. The Housewives of, you know, whatever. You've
everything.
Seen Love and Hip Hop. Like, we're watching. We're on TV.
So I'm watching for sure. I'm tuned in.
I was hoping that shit got edited, but it was too late. It went viral on social media. I mean, I don't even think they played it on the show. And I tried to explain to him, like, that was, like, I don't even like, please. Like, I don't want to do that. Like, it was forced.
You were working.
Yeah, it was literally.
And you were also having fun, and it was.
I
you might have been mortified, and you didn't want to look stiff, but you were having fun.
I didn't want to dance with this guy, but I'm on camera, and everybody's pushing me, and the vibes went, and next thing you know,
You blacked out, and you have fun. You're at a bachelorette party.
I put my legs across his, I crossed my legs on his waist, and we
done. You wanted to secure the joke. And ride it to eternity.
I mean, what was I going to look
for the night?
Like, no, I was on cap. Look, man, it just happened, and he broke up with me after that. So, in reality, I had a boyfriend. 2, I don't like strippers. And 3, it was all set up. We had 18 cameras. It was cameras everywhere, and it's cut. Everybody, people are arguing in the bathroom. There's so many things happening behind the scenes that you guys don't really get to see. I was really not happy about the scene, but it was out of my control.
It's out of your control, and you're freaking working.
And
bro, she was working.
And by the time I jumped, like by the time we left the place, it had already went viral. He was so mad.
Were you sad?
I told him that I sat with him before I did the show, and he should have cut the check.
But were you sad when he broke up with you?
Yeah, I was fucked up. Because I didn't do it with malice.
Right.
And I thought that he understood that, you know what I mean?
Sometimes can't take it, though.
Things happen on camera that sometimes, is that when it airs, it happens. When the shit airs, it's pretty much like 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Depending on the show, some shows air and they edit completely and they just put that season out. Love and Hip Hop used to, I don't know how they film now, but 2 years ago, we start filming, let's say October, so we got November, December, we still filming, but then that's when the first episode airs. So we're still at work as the episodes start to unwind. That's why so much beef happens, because it's like, I see you Monday, but then that episode that aired, you said some foul shit, but then I see you next week.
I gotta relive it.
Like about me in October, bitch, after we've been kiki, like,
yeah.
So we relive these things. So that's what he didn't know. So a lot of the arguments were like, yo, that should happen in November. We're in fucking da-da-da-da-da. Or he'll be like, so how was the wedding? And I'm like, what are you talking about? Erica married in October.
It's like a double.
2024. Like, what are you? It was like,
you're living a double reality.
Yeah, he didn't understand. And I would send him articles like, look, it wasn't that deep. Like, there were people there. Like, it was just a scene. It wasn't the way it looked. And it was just, and all I wanted to do was not look stiff on camera. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to become a meme like this.
Well, clearly you did a great job at keeping it real, straddling and riding that thing out.
Thank you, Danae.
And thank you for keeping it real with me today.
So everything you see isn't always real.
But it's okay. I want you to keep it real with me in this game, though.
Okay. What game you got going on?
Bam! See you enough.
How did I know?
How'd you know? Ding, 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 ding.
I hate it. I know King be having mad fun with you at home.
A blast. See or nah.
Yes.
It's your responsibility to financially support your parents.
Oh, that's a tough one because it makes me feel good. And I do feel like that is my job, although a lot of people tell me it's not. So I think it's a cultural thing. I think it has to do with where you come from. I'm Dominican. Dominican descent. We kind of like, our parents look at us like, I birthed you.
Yeah.
It's your job to take care of me now. And you're like, huh? But a lot of my other friends from different nationalities don't feel that. They feel like I'm being taken advantage of.
What's the saying, once an adult, twice a child, or something like that?
It's
like
the truth.
The cycle just like goes. So eventually, even if it, I mean, we all work to be in a position to help our people out. I would say C.
Yeah, I mean, it just makes me feel good to be there for them.
Very good. See or nah? Damn, you shouldn't pass gas or take a dump in front of your partner.
Hey, I was just talking about this shit yesterday with a guy friend of mine. Because he called me on FaceTime and I was screaming. He was like, what's wrong? I said, I just farted. And oh my God. Yo, this fart was so bad. You know, when you like, you and I try to hide my nose and I was like, whoa.
Damn.
What the fuck did I eat?
Because that's not intense.
So I am a firm believer that I am that easy when it comes to my man. He'll be in the bathroom and I'll walk in and I don't care if he's taking a dump. Like, I'm chilling. I'm drinking a fucking Corona while he's taking the shit. How's your day?
I'm a vibe, right? I'm sitting on the tub.
So I've been through two situations, one where the guy would just pull up in the bathroom. I'll be like, dog, like, we're not even there yet. Like, we're not even that. And he's like, I don't care. And to me, that was like a sign of love. Like, he almost didn't care where I was, what I was doing, like whether I was taking a shit, diarrhea or not. He was there.
Doubter, yeah.
My ex-boyfriend hated that shit. He was like, I feel like you don't respect me. I'm like, nigga, everybody takes shit.
I don't know about diarrhea.
And I'm like,
if it's water leaking out, babe, that's personal.
I promise you, I would have to lock the door on this boy because he would pull up and don't care and sit there. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I'm cleansing. Right.
I don't want one smell worse. You need to do that alone.
I didn't care. Now, my ex-boyfriend used to be like, I felt like you. I'm like, dog, we have two bathrooms. Why are you in line? Like, and I'm not gonna, if I gotta get up and get, like, what do you want me to do? Like, I'm human. So I feel like you should want to do that with your partner.
Not the water stuff. Keep the water stuff to yourself.
How do you know when you sit in the toilet, he pulls up.
You know how the stomach feel was coming out.
Like, I don't know. I just feel like, depending on how close you are with that person, I don't care. I'm like, yeah, whatever. We can have a whole conversation.
Baby, solid yes. For me, liquidy, hell
shit.
No.
Hey, I don't want you to be in my
don't
face.
Don't turn on the faucet from the back for
Yo,
me, babe.
I don't want you to be
give
in my face.
Give me notice. I don't want to be there.
My face while I'm shitting. But if you happen to pull up, I'm not tripping.
No, if it's salt.
If you pull up, I'm like, dang, that's love. Because what you doing here? And I would pull up on him. I never really cared. But I'm that girl. I'm cool. I'm chilling.
See or nah.
What?
If you visit a city where your friend lives, you have to tell them.
Dang, I've gotten in trouble for that. I say, if you don't want them to feel some kind of way, see, but I've missed a couple friends. I just did that recently. It was like, wait a minute, you live in Houston? She was like,
I posted it, so you should have saw. Yeah, you should have hit me. No shade.
We're busy.
We're working.
Yeah, we don't have time to like see everyone. But for the most part, you know, I think there was an app back in the day, I don't know if it made it, like, it was a complete success because ain't nobody talking about it, so I guess not, where depending on where you landed, your phone would change to, like, have the numbers come up. Like, if you're in Houston, the Houston fucking, but, you know, now I guess it didn't come. But that was, like, an idea because people would land in places and not know to put it together where their friends were.
It's a not for me because I don't always have the time.
I think early on in my career of, you know, hosting and on Instagram hosting, I was really big on just picking up and linking up, and now I don't care. I'm busy. I'm working. I'm exhausted.
I'm hooked, babe.
Partying is not that much fun.
And you didn't even call me yesterday. You ain't need to know. It's okay for straight men to paint their nails.
See? I'm into fashion.
It depends. When they start getting flowers and, like, smiley faces, that's a bit much for me.
I say keep it very much solid.
Yeah, like,
solid. Black. You heard my Dominican block.
Yeah, like, I don't know about all of the design.
I mean, yeah. Are you looking at him different if he gets a flower?
I mean, you really had the time to sit there and get a flower, babe? No.
A flag.
I don't know. Talking during sex is a must.
That takes me back. I might have to. He was really good at that shit.
Wait a minute. See or nah?
I mean, I'm single. Chill. Hold up. It's been a minute. Woo. Yeah, he's a good talker though.
Woo. But what about everybody, like in general?
Well, I mean, if he's
because not everybody like, is
good.
Long,
thick ass word, something I can't say. Such charcuterie board, I might just be like, yes, that. No,
a long thick ass word, no, as I'm saying.
No, honestly, no. It depends on the moment. Like, I think there's time and place for everything. Depending on the type of sex we're having, but that one person.
Moaning during sex is a must.
It's not a must, but yeah, I want you to moan.
I think moaning is a must. Yeah. Talking, you don't have to talk, because sometimes people say some stupid shit.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you might say some shit to fuck it all the way up.
Yeah, and now I'm out of here.
Shut the fuck up. I turn into, like, Jose Tahiri. Oh, that sounds perfect.
Jose Tahiri.
So they'd be like, oh, shit.
Huh. And that concludes my game.
Oh, my God. These are so
sincere now. Listen. Listen.
Give me a bonus. Bonus. She come with just the body enough.
That's it. Thank y'all for tuning in to See You or No. Thank y'all for tuning in to At This Big Age.
Like, subscribe, comment, share. Let us know what you want us to talk about genuinely from the heart. I mean, we're no pros and we sure ain't hoes.
Goddamn. Wait a minute.
I'm joking. Wait, what you mean? Wait a minute.
That caught me off guard. I was like, not, but
just,
it was.
It just bars.
It's very nice.
It bars. It rhymes.
You're a poet. It's nice.
Yeah, I'm a poet. Ooh, poet. That's what. See, rappers are poets. They liars too.
Wait a minute. Until next time.
Hit us up. Let us know what you want to hear us talk about.
Yeah.
At This Big Age, we can talk about anything.